covering all of Southeast and South Central North Dakota. This is KDAK News with Greg.
CHI Cinelux's Health in Carrington says they're prepared for any surge they may see in the coming weeks. Marianne Doling, RN and president, says hospital leaders and staff previously met and discussed the topic.
Because we did anticipate, and we were in a surge already, but we anticipate an even greater surge perhaps in the next couple of weeks. And so we looked at how many people we could admit to the hospital, both a combination of COVID-19 positive patients and just our routine care type patients that we usually admit. And we have an ongoing situation as well where some of our staff are in and out with COVID.
She added they are also conducting rapid testing at the hospital.
Right now, we are using a device called the Abbott ID, and it's a rapid test. And that's all we have at this particular point. Now, maybe by mid-December, we may have something else up and running by then. It's a matter of getting test kits and the hood certified, etc. But right now, all we're testing with is Abbott ID, and it's a rapid test.
Doling says those who are asymptomatic are recommended to not take the rapid test. She says anyone who feels or knows they have been close contact to someone who has COVID to contact public health. More on that story, you can visit our website, newsdakota.com. The Central Dakota Egg Day program will be a virtual event this year. The program includes more than 35 online presentations related to crop management, soil management, precision agriculture, and more.
We still have a really outstanding program lined up, more than 37 speakers who will be talking about economics, marketing, precision agriculture, crops, and livestock. I think there's something in the program that's interesting to everyone.
Foster County Extension agent Jeff Gale says they would like those who are interested to register online for the virtual presentations.
Very quick and easy, just takes about 2 minutes to provide the information that's needed, and then the people who register will have access to the presentations that are pre-recorded.
There is no charge to participate in Ag Day. Those interested in registering can visit ag.ndsu.edu/CarringtonREC. You can also contact Jeff Gale. Any questions, 701-652-2581. And more on that story, you can visit our website, newsdakota.com. Giving in to political and public outcry, Republican Governor Doug Burgum has reversed course and will allow winter sports practices and other extracurricular activities for youth and adults to resume at the end of November, although sports competition will remain suspended until mid-December. Burgum late Wednesday made the joint announcement with House Majority Leader Chet Pollard and Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner. Burgum spokesman Mike Nowatzky said the governor's office had been inundated with calls and messages from constituents opposed to pausing sports practices and other activities. Nowatzky says the governor did not cave to pressure, but instead responded to constituent feedback. That's Look at News. I'm Greg for KDAK, the Cardinal.